All right, some stuff happening right here at the big airport. Some good things, some surveys sent out. Here to discuss is the fine president of the HIA, you know well, Terry Alessi-Maselli, also former chair, HALI, and of course, managing partner of the great firm of Campolo, Middleton & McCormick. You can hear Joe with me every month. As far as off the record, on the record, we welcome both to the airwaves on this Tuesday morning. It's rare we get them together. You have no idea what it takes to try and somehow coordinate this incredible effort, but we did it, and we're thankful for it. We say a very good morning to Terry and a good morning to Joe. Welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you, Terry.
Jay, you know, you really shouldn't hold back on how you feel about Fauci. You really shouldn't hold back on those things, you know?
Okay. Listen, you mess with my favorite holiday. If you mess with Halloween, Joe, okay, you mess with Halloween, you're done.
That's it. The gloves are off now.
Well, listen, the gloves have always been off because it's about a group effort when it comes to this airport. And, Terry, you know, we've learned a lot of good things. The airport has really has elevated itself in so many different ways. And, you know, I know surveys and everything have been sent out to the public wanting some information. Let's talk about that for a second, my dear. How did it all come about?
Yeah, well, you know, anything that Joe Campolo's involved in is never done halfway. First of all, we all know that, right? So he, as usual, stepped up to the plate for us with his staff. And, you know, we understood that in order for this airport to grow, we really needed to understand what the business community needed, wanted, not only business travel, but also personal travel. You know, what would make them use this airport more? So, you know, I'm going to turn it over to Joe to talk about the really astounding results. Astounding results. I mean, there were people that just didn't think we could get these type of results, and we were able to.
Who was surveyed? Let's get into the crux of it, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, so certainly. So first of all, I want to give a shout-out to Town Supervisor Angie Carpenter and Airport Commissioner Shelley LaRose, who are partners in crime on this endeavor, Jay. As you know, at HALI, you know, Terry's sort of saying me, but we roll our sleeves up, and we really want to make an impact here on Long Island. And there was, and there is, again, renewed interest by multiple carriers in expanding their flights in and out of MacArthur Airport. So we could be getting many, many more destinations. We could be getting other carriers to come into the airport. And so once we heard this, we realized how important the airport is to our regional economic development plan. It's critical, Jay. It's so critical to have that airport right in the middle of Long Island, right in the heart of it. And so we sat down with Angie and with Shelley and said, hey, what can we do to help you guys entice these carriers to come to the airport, which would be tremendous. We'd be having many, many more flights. So we sat down and we figured probably the most helpful thing we could do would be to reach out to the business community and get a sense of if there were more flights that were able to come in and out of MacArthur Airport, more carriers, more destinations, what would that mean in terms of total dollars for business travel? Because business travel right now, especially post-COVID, is what airlines are all jockeying for. It's all part of their massive recovery plan. Business travel is down, you know, 50 to 70% with these carriers. So they asked us to put together a survey, which we did, a very simple survey, Jay. It was very simple. It asked, you know, it asked very easy questions. We designed it to be very user-friendly so that they could respond to it right on their phone or right on their computer, didn't have to print anything out. And, you know, we laid down the gauntlet that we wanted at least 500 responses because 500, I think, is a good representation of the business community. So we went to our members. HALI's members are the best. They step up and do whatever needs to be done. And we got more than 500 responses. And the questions were very simple. What is your current, you know, travel budget with regards to airline dollars? You know, what percentage of that budget is for flights that can be accomplished via MacArthur Airport? And if more nonstop destinations were added, what would the budget grow to, if at all? And it was absolutely amazing. You know, the business community has spoken loud and strong, Jay, insofar as, you know, just the total budget of the companies we represented were $5.2 million, and they were only spending $1.9 million of that out of Islip. So right now we're only getting 36% of the business community's business travel out of Islip. If we put more destinations out of Islip and other carriers, we would more than double the travel budget for those businesses here on Long Island. It would go up to 78% of their budget they would spend coming out of Islip. And that would be unbelievable. And then we scaled it out, Jay, which is truly amazing. Okay, so for 50 businesses, it was $5.2 million. We then scaled it out and took a look at a much bigger percentage of the businesses. So on Long Island, we have approximately 67,000 businesses. And if we did our deviation with our survey and everything else, we realized, okay, that about 60,000 businesses would have a comparable travel budget, and that would mean over $1 billion more in revenue to the airport if they could get more destinations to come out of that airport. $1 billion in additional airfare out of the airport. That's not including the incremental economic spillover that would result to the town of Islip, to Suffolk County, to everything, which would be tremendous. But when you just think of that, so for $1 billion to get out of there, we need the infrastructure. And now is the time. Now is the time to get this right. You know, we have a gold membership program at HILI. We just had Congressman Andrew Garbarino on it. We talked about the infrastructure spending bill. He said there's money allocated to Isaac MacArthur Airport to redo the runways and everything else. And we need that now. We need that activity now. We need to bring that $1 billion home. Islip MacArthur Airport now, and I'm so proud of HALI members and the business community for once again stepping up and cutting through all the garbage and red tape that government tries to put in our way and showing what real results could be.
So, Joe and Terry here talking about the airport, the survey, the amount of dollars that we're looking at here, if done properly. Did they give you an idea, Joe, regarding destinations? As far as where the business population would want to see here, did they give you any specifics as far as where around the country where it could be best suited here out of MacArthur?
Well, there's a lot of great options, and you know, again, I know that the town and the airport are working really hard with these carriers. There's a lot of great options. You know, as everybody may or may not know, the challenge has always been that the runways at MacArthur Airport are shorter than the runways at LaGuardia and Kennedy. And so what that means, and I'm learning more about airports and airlines than I ever thought I would as a poor country lawyer, but what that really means is that in order to get coast-to-coast destinations, so from Long Island to California, say, or Long Island to Heathrow in London, you can't do it at MacArthur because either you can't have all the fuel you need to get there or you can't have all the passengers you need to get there because you don't have enough runway to take off with the weight that would combine. But they've designed, these new up-and-coming airlines have designed new aircraft that are able to, with the runways that we have at Islip, they're able to now get full capacity and full fuel to reach California and to reach Europe. So that would be huge in and of itself. Just to be able to get to the West Coast or to Europe from Islip would be incredible, absolutely incredible. But that's one area. The other airlines and carriers that they're talking to are talking about adding anywhere between 16 and 35 new destinations, all the popular spots that people need to get to, as well as unpopular spots that people need to get to. Look, we understand very well at Islip, we understand very well that there are just some people who are always going to fly JetBlue, and if JetBlue is not going to be at Islip, those people are loyal, they're going to go to LaGuardia and Kennedy. Okay, we factor them out of our survey results. There are people who are very loyal to Delta because they have a million Delta points, and if they fly to D.C. or they fly to Boston on the Delta shuttle, you're not going to get them because Delta is not going to be there. But we factored in all of the people that would go to those other destinations, New Orleans, Nashville, Boston, all these areas where people said they have a need, And these carriers will do it. These carriers will deliver it. And we now have a $1 million stick to be able to try and entice them here. So it's a super exciting time for the airport for sure.
Back in the day, and Terry knows this, you know, listen, you used to have US Air. You used to fly to Washington, Boston. You know, they used to take, was that American Airlines deal to Boston. I remember taking that several times. Always had a lot of business in Boston back in the day. But those are the great days of yesteryear when we took those, you know, quick little shuttle, you know, puddle jumper type deals. And I remember going to Cleveland even on one of those deals out of MacArthur. But that's good to, and I'll tell you, you know, you mentioned the magic, words, JetBlue. And to me, JetBlue has always been a component of really catapulting this airport, Joe, over the top. Is it ever going to be a possibility to lure them in here? Or because of the structure of the airport the way it is now? Because, I mean, listen, everybody loves JetBlue, right? Even if we've flown it one or two times, you know, we still have those memories of, wow, they were so far ahead of the game. I mean, is there any possibility we could see in the day as far as JetBlue coming along, Alan?
Well, JetBlue revolutionized the airline industry, Jay. You know that. The TVs were amazing when they first put it in it. And the guy who started it, David Neeleman, you know, his whole mantra was he wasn't creating, you know, an airline. He was creating a customer satisfaction experience in the sky. That's what he was trying to create, and he accomplished that with JetBlue. And I think now a lot of airlines have caught on to that. One of the super and I think, honestly, JetBlue is so locked into incentives with JFK and LaGuardia that it would be hard-pressed and probably near impossible to get them out to ISO MacArthur. But David Neeleman's an entrepreneur, and what he's done is created another airline called Breeze. And Breeze Airline is JetBlue Light, shall we say. It's a frontier that's designed for customer experience in the sky. And Breeze is a very real contender to try and be here at ISO MacArthur Airport. There's been a lot of discussions. This is all public. There's been a lot of discussions with them. And that's super exciting. Super exciting that someone like David Neeleman would be looking at ISO MacArthur Airport and really trying to figure out if it makes sense to be there. And it's dollars and cents, Jay. It's dollars and cents. They want to know that there's going to be capacity there if they commit. They want to know there's going to be dollars. And the coveted thing right now is business travel. So, you know, we're looking at these up-and-coming new entrepreneurial airlines that can come out of Islip. And, you know, it's never been a more exciting time for the airport, I think.
And, you know, the upside, I've always said MacArthur, you know, I always compare MacArthur to that of the Fort Lauderdale Airport way back in the day because I went to school in Miami. So, you know, I'd always fly into Lauderdale and just to see the transformation of what Lauderdale Airport is now and what it was. I mean, MacArthur has made incredible strides, but, you know, Gateway to the Hamptons and everything else, I mean, the potential for even more elevation of this airport is incredible. Listen, if done right, the backing and everything else, I think it's an incredible gem as far as more to come. Another gem, ladies and gentlemen, is the trade show. And might I add, happy to say, Terry Alessi, Maselli, live this year. What does that word live mean to you, my dear? Because this trade show, by the way, the 33rd annual trade show and conference, this is exciting stuff coming up here. Live. I love that word, live.
Yeah. You know, we got a lot of feedback. We spent a lot of time talking to our members, as we always do, and asked them, you know, what does getting back to business mean to you, just in terms of many of these larger type of events. And overwhelmingly, they said, yes, we want to get back to maybe not shaking hands, but certainly pumping fists and, you know, still standing 6 feet apart, but really talking to people. So this year, the trade show will be really a hybrid. And we're going to start off, so Joe, you know, talked about the real urgent need to bring that $1 billion to the airport. We also need to push forward a lot of these projects of regional significance. So we're going to start the morning off with many of those, talking about many of those infrastructure projects. So Joe will be talking about obviously this airport survey. He'll also be talking about some of the magnificent work we're doing in the Long Island Innovation Park of Hauppauge, which, you know, Jay, is, you know, one of the largest in the Northeast, only second behind Silicon Valley. A lot going on there. Tri-Tech will be talking about downtown Patchogue, the Ronkonkoma Hub, and many of the other projects that they're doing. Reckler will be talking about Gray Barn. And Scott Berman will be talking about that new Long Beach Superblock that they just did the ribbon cutting for, I think, last week. 482 new apartments that they're building in a very plighted area there in Long Beach. So, well needed, right? These are the types of infrastructure projects that we need to help bring the economy back. So that's how it will start. That will also be live streamed for those people who still feel a little uncomfortable being live. They can watch it in the comfort of their office, in their home, wherever they'll be. And then the trade show floor, although it will be smaller this year, it will have the same theme, right? So there'll be about 100 exhibitors. There'll be breakout sessions. So we're really excited about it. It's this Thursday, as you said, October 14th.
That's good stuff. And you're going to have an executive breakfast right around 8 o'clock or so. Speakers too, right? And can you give us a couple of the speakers, Sarah, and maybe some of the subject matter they'll be discussing?
Sure. So what I was talking about before, those infrastructure projects is what we'll be talking about. So they're projects of regional significance. So Scott Berman will be speaking. Someone from Reckler Equities will be speaking. Kelly Coughlin from Tri-Tech will be speaking, and obviously Joe Campolo will be speaking about the park and about this airport survey, and Mitch Pally will be moderating. So again, they'll be speaking about projects that really can help push us forward. You know, you've heard us talk before about many of these surveys that they've done about these kids that you know, are really thinking about leaving Long Island. I think the last one was the Rouse Foundation did a survey that said 67% of the young professionals between the ages of 34 and 18 within the next 5 years are thinking about leaving Long Island. And one of the reasons is because of the lack of affordable housing, right? A buzzword. But, you know, many of these projects, these apartments, really can help these kids stay on Long Island. So we're excited about it. We'll be having some college as well as high school students join us. It's important that they hear this message with us and they're able to ask active questions. So it should be a great breakfast and a great start to the trade show.
Fun. I've been to many of those. And by the way, I apologize.
The entire day, there's...
Go ahead, Joe. No, I was going to say, I apologize to Terry.
During the entire day, there's also smaller breakout sessions as well, right? So a lot of breakout sessions and a lot of networking opportunities and things that folks are able to do during the day to get back. And I have to say, you know, I've been starting to get out to events. I was one of those guys who was like, if I can do it virtual, I will. I encourage everybody to the extent that that you feel healthy, Get out there. It feels so good to be out amongst people, talking to people, really feeling that vibe once again that we seem to have lost. And we have to push that. We have to make that happen. It's not going to happen naturally. And the trade show is the natural place, I think, to really kick off the Long Island networking once again.
It's good for the soul. Get out there.
Yeah, we have about, as of today, we have about 700 people pre-registered. So I think that tells you people really do want to get out. I want to remind everybody that we will remain socially responsible. So, you know, anyone who's not vaccinated, just based on CDC guidelines, we're asking to wear a face mask. We have hand sanitizers all over, and we're really doing some things to make people feel as comfortable as possible. So, as Joe said, let's get out there. It should be a great day.
Really is. And you guys do it right. Nobody does it better than Terry. I've been telling the folks that for years. By the way, I apologize. You had to repeat yourself twice because of Dr. Ron Sinagra and his segment. My tinnitus has continued throughout the course of this program. So a little ringing of the ears there. So thanks to Sinagra. He put the whammy on me. But listen, it's always a lot of fun. It's this Thursday. It's the HILI's 33rd annual trade show and conference. It is an incredible event. And I agree with you, Joe. Get out there. Get out there and enjoy. Be safe. Be vigilant. Wash your hands. Sanitize. But get out there. It's so good to integrate into the society of things in life. It really is. It's good for the soul. It really is. It's a cleansing. Can't thank you enough. Great information, gang. We look forward to it and more good things over at the great airport here in the great town of Islip. Terry Lesmaselli heads the way as far as HLLI. And, of course, the great Joe Campolo, Campolo Middleton McCormick, managing partner, former chair HILI. And, of course, off the record, on the record, coming to a theater near you soon. Good stuff. And we look forward to a lot of good things, gang. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks, Jay.
Well,